Hachette Audio presents Crazy House, written by James Patterson with Gabrielle Charbonnet, read by Therese Plummer. In memory of my mother, Grace R. Charbonnet, miss you, G.C. Part 1. 1. Cassie. Thank God for programmable coffee makers. That's all I want to say. Actually, that's about all I can say until I've had that first cup. Right on time, 5:45 a.m., life's precious fluid starts seeping down to the carafe. And thank God for coffee. Last year, when we'd heard that a lot of coffee crops had failed, I thought the bottom of my life had dropped out. But this year, coffee is back on the shelves at United Always, and I, for one, am grateful. Leaning back against the kitchen counter with my first hot cup, I looked out the torn window screen to see the barest hint of pink coming up over the tops of the trees by the boundary. I guess people who live in cells by the ocean get to see the sun coming up over the water. Actually, I don't know. I don't know if any people live near any ocean. I felt the coffee igniting nerves throughout my body as I sipped and watched the sun come up. It was partly blocked by the carport where I kept my... I bolted upright and peered through the ragged screen. No, she didn't, I shrieked, wanting to hurl my coffee cup right out the window. It would have hit my truck if my truck had been there, which it wasn't. Damnation, Rebecca, I shouted, then wheeled and headed upstairs just to double check.